producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And we have, I'm not even going to spend a whole lot of time chatting because Eileen called at the end of last hour, and she wants to talk about with me about her daughter, with whom they don't have a very good relationship right now. So, Eileen, how old is your daughter?
Okay, she's 30 years old.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Okay.
And she has four.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure what you asked me. How old? How many kids I have or she? I'm sorry.
How many kids you had? Which number is she?
She's number two.
Okay. Have the two of you had a good relationship in the past?
No.
Okay, so
it's she was 14 years old. She left the house, and ever since it just went down. But we had it on and off. We had some good times, but mostly not.
Why did she leave at 14?
Because she was not following the orders in the house like the others did, and she was basically not following any of the rules, and one day she just left.
Where did she go?
She went to her friends.
Did she complete high school?
She eventually, when she came back, she did the
Okay, good. How long was she gone?
She was gone, I would say, for a few years. We were on and off in touch with her once we found out where she was. And, for a few years, like till 18, she was on her own, basically.
Okay.
And whenever she wanted to,
Were there drugs or alcohol involved?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Okay. So she experimented. And she's clean today, thank God. But she went through a very hard time in her life because of it. When was that? Between the time she was 14 and I would say 18.
Okay. Do you know what drug she used?
I tried not to know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to know. It was, some of them were really heavy drugs.
Okay. Okay. So she was gone from 14 till about, to what? She was 16 18. Or 17? She was gone that whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. She was on her own.
Okay, so what's happened in the last 12 years since she was 18?
Right. So when she came back, we did send her to a boot camp because she did something. She was really, she stole something in a shop, and we panicked and we called the police, and we just got together, a group of people, me and my family members and friends, and we decided maybe it's better off she would be in a boot camp and just get her life, just basically being safe. That was the main reason we did it.
And this was when she was 18?
Yes, about that time, right.
And how long was she in boot camp?
She was there for a few months.
And then she came back and lived with you?
And then she came back. No, she did not. She went, she had some boyfriends, and she was out, but she was definitely in touch with us. We accepted her, and we went to therapy, me and my husband, and for 6-7 years during that time and continued. And we basically wanted her in our life and, you know, tried to work it out.
Okay. So is she married at this moment?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Do you like her husband?
He's a good man to her.
Okay.
Yes, he's a good person.
Has she ever, so she graduated high school. Did she get any more education than high school?
Yeah, we sent her to a beauty school to get her, she wanted to be, to have a degree.
Okay.
So she went,
did she complete?
For 9 months.
Okay, did she get the degree or not get the degree?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, good. So does she have, has she ever had a job?
She had a job. She had a job, on and off for different companies, but she never did the beauty thing.
Okay, well, that's all right. You know, it may have been an idea that she thought she... Listen, I went to people who went to medical school and went all the way through college, did pre-med, went through college, went to medical school, and decided they hated medicine. So beauty school is at least a little less tedious and expensive. All right, so was there ever a time in the last decade where the two of you got along well with each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, when was that?
That was, I'm not good with remembering times.
Just give me a general idea.
Actually, when she got married, and she got married at about 20, between 20 and 21.
Okay.
And basically we were there for her. She lived in a different company. She moved out, and we would go and visit her. We visited her that year, 4 times between me and my husband.
Good. Okay.
3 times me, 1 time her, him.
Okay.
And we've basically always been in touch. And always been in touch, yeah.
All right. So when did the latest unhappiness occur?
Latest happened when, her husband started doing well financially. And she started having a good relationship with him, because before that it was on and off. Like she wanted to leave him a few times and she came home. And then, we would keep her, busy here and try to talk to her and tell her, what's just basically listening to her. And, she would always go back. And finally, when they started doing well financially and they moved out of from the other company and started, found a place they liked, they became happier and started making friends. And suddenly I felt like she did not need us as much.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily bad. It may feel a little...
Yeah.
Oh, it may
like
feel a little.
When she wasn't doing well, it's always been.
Yeah.
It seemed that way. Every time she was not doing well.
Well, but I hear, but I think that to a certain extent, that's sort of the role of parents. I don't know what your relationship is with your mom and dad, and I don't know how many brothers and sisters you have. But I mean, it's one of the things that I think is basically true of our kids. Is that we hear from them. My deal with my kid has always been, and my deal, I suppose, with everybody else is, at some point in their life, I think children begin to see their parents as potential friends, as equals. But it takes a long time, and it probably doesn't happen until when people think that you become an adult when you're 21, and you don't. The earliest anybody probably ever becomes an adult is somewhere in their 30s, if they're lucky. But somewhere when our lives are sort of running pretty well, is, I think, which can sometimes, depending on our education, our jobs, our marriage, our kids, our mental health, our physical health, that we begin seeing our parents as having first names. But until that happens, basically our parents are sort of the place we go when we're in trouble. Not necessarily sharing our lives when we're happy. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. And Sarah, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Eileen, who's got a 30-year-old daughter with whom she's always had somewhat of a rocky relationship. And she's feeling kind of unhappy at this moment because she feels, with a great deal of legitimacy, that when her daughter's in trouble, she comes and spends a lot of time with mom and dad because they're important and useful to her. And when she's happy, which she is now, that they sort of get deserted a little bit. And I said, you know, look, as a parent, I think that that doesn't feel very good, but it's also pretty understandable that my deal with my own head and heart is You know, as long as I know when my kid's in trouble, the rest of the time I can assume she's happy. And, of course, I'd rather she spend time with me when she's happy than just sort of feel like the, you know, the bank of mom, whether it's emotional or whatever. But realistically, and I think as our kids get older, sometime, hopefully, in their late 30s, early 40s, early 100s, then they can begin relating to us as people, and we can begin sharing fun things together. But I it's not unusual, I think, for kids.
But, the reason what was disturbing to me a few months ago, I got a text from her saying, "Mom, I don't want to have anything to do with you."
Okay, well, all right, but let's, all right, so what precipitated that? What do you think
okay,
she was
so
reacting
to? It was a shock.
To?
It was a shock to me because...
No, I know, but what happened before that?
Oh, because, so I didn't know, so I started calling her, and finally she answered the phone, and I said, "What happened?" And she said, "You're always very critical." And I was, again, I was shocked because I was always with that daughter of mine. I have four of them, right? So
right.
I was always, we're very, very cautious with her because we...
All right, let me ask you a question. I hear, but have you ever said to any of your other children, you know, Esmeralda is not doing very well, or she drives me crazy, or, you know, she only calls when she needs us?
That's one thing I learned because my mother used to do that to me
okay.
and my siblings, and I promised myself never to do that.
Okay.
And
well, but did you ask her where could she give you an example of something that she felt was critical?
Okay, so I did.
Yeah, and what'd she say?
Basically, everything she said, I don't remember exactly the details now, but it was more like, no matter what I do, and I said to her, I said, listen,
No. Back up. What she? I want to hear what she said to you, not what you said to her. What did she say to you?
Okay. She said, "You. Whenever you're in my life, you only bring me heartache. You only cause me. I cry so much every time we are together." And again, I was shocked. Yes, you would say to me. So did you ask her why? What did I say? The details right now, it's blocking me. My memory is not taking me. It's just, I'm still in shock.
How long ago was this?
That was, her baby is about 3 months old. So I would say a few weeks before she had the baby. So it's right before she had a baby.
Have you been in touch with her since the baby's been born?
Yes. We went to their house. We went to the hospital first. We came from Florida. We went straight to the hospital.
Okay.
We stayed there for a few hours. Then we came for the weekend to stay and help her. I called her and I said,
right.
I want to be there.
So was she accepting of you coming to help her?
Yeah, but she was very cold. And
okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Eileen, let me help you with this. This is always going to be your difficult child. All right, you just have to accept that. That is who she is. She's rebellious. She feels, on one hand, she probably wants your approval more than your other three kids put together. She was the baby of the family for a short period of time until the next kid came along. So she's almost the classic middle child. She's the one who feels that she can't get attention she can't be as smart or as competent, even though she may be the brightest of your kids, but she doesn't feel that way. She can't do as good a job in school as her oldest sib. She can't be as cute as the one after her. And then there was another baby. So her role in the family is always going to be the pot stirrer, the troublemaker. All right? That's who she is. You're not going to be able to change that. That you and she have always had, and it may be that you're more of a perfectionist than you think you are. It may be that you don't openly say things like your room is a mess, but maybe you raise your eyebrow, or maybe she may understand you more than your other kids. So you just have to accept the fact that this is always going to be your most difficult child, all right? It just is. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her.
Thank you.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is you're doing fine. I mean, what you do when she tells you when she's unhappy, which is what she's always done. So, and I think you're just going to have to accept that you're going to hear more from her when she's unhappy than when she's happy for at least another decade, and maybe longer than that. And you're just going to have to accept that that's who she is. It doesn't mean that she's not grateful. It means that she is who she is. She's independent. She has a hard time being dependent on you. So when she says, whenever I'm around you, I cry, that's probably true. And the reason it's true is because she only comes to you when she's sad, so she associates you with sadness. You didn't cause the sadness, but you're there for her when she's sad. And for somebody who needs to be independent, who is fierce and feels that nobody really loves her, that's a real dilemma, that she comes to you. And then the good news is she does come to you when she's in trouble, when she's sad. So she is going to associate you with sadness at some point, hopefully.
So now what happened, I said that we can move her by her. She called my husband. She calls him up and she says, "Tal, I can't have mom in my life. I just can't." And he right away he calls me because he's always picks her side. And he said, "What did you do this time?" And I said, "Nothing. I was very cautious." Extremely cautious this time, even more so after.
But Eileen, you're not hearing me. You're assuming that either you did something. Eileen, stop for a minute. You're assuming either you did something wrong or she did something wrong. And what I'm trying to tell you is that's not the issue. The issue is that your caution will make her nervous. She's not stupid. She's probably the most intuitive of your kids. So she knows when you're walking on eggshells, and it makes her sad and angry all at the same time. This isn't your
problem.
Exactly. That's exactly where you need to be. What you
Thank
need
you.
To be
That's
is.
I'm calling you.
I know. You need to be stupid and cheerful. You just need to understand she will always be your difficult child. She has some issues she's going to have to work out, and you can't work them out for her. All you can do is be steady. All you can do is be steady and loving and be yourself. And when she wants a little bit of space, don't get angry about it. Don't get hurt about it. Do exactly what you did. She said, "I don't want to ever hear from you again," and you went and helped her when her baby came. She says that, you know, "I don't want to talk to you anymore," but she doesn't tell you. She tells, "Are you and your husband together?"
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's really, she doesn't tell you. She tells him. This child loves you. She doesn't know how to get your approval. All you have to do is be steady and understand that she's always going to be cranky. It's nobody's fault. There's nothing you did right or wrong. Just be steady and stay involved with her. All right? And hopefully at some point she'll grow up, but even if she doesn't, she loves you. Sarah, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Sarah, thanks for being patient with me. You're on the air. How might I help you?
Well, Dr. Joy, I was calling today. I wanted to get your opinion on if parents should read their children's cell phones or not. I can give you some background information if you want, or you can just answer that basic question.
Well, why don't you give me a little background? Because
So we have two teenagers. When they first got their cell phones, my husband and I would check them just to, you know, periodically to say, we just want to make sure you're using the technology appropriately. You're not, you know, sending, receiving things that aren't appropriate, that type of thing. As they've gotten older, but we still just kind of, they turn their phones in at night to us before they go to bed. And I don't look at them every night, but periodically I will look at them just to make sure, again, that they're using the technology. You know, they're not putting stuff on there, sending things that are not appropriate. My daughter has a huge issue with this because she feels like it's a violation of her trust and that we don't trust her and all that kind of stuff. part of the reason that I have done it, not only to, you know, make sure they're using the technology appropriately, but also to make sure, just kind of to know what's going on in their lives, because as they become more teenagers, they've gone on in the years, they don't always tell us everything. And I worry sometimes of things that they're dealing with at school or struggling with that I want to help them with. And I always try to tell them, I say, you know, if you're ever challenged with stuff at school, or, you know, we have problems with your friends, or, you know, always come talk to us. We're here to help you, you know, to make sure they know we have an open door of communication, but they don't always tell us that kind of stuff.
Do you think looking at their phones at night increases or decreases the chance that they'll come to you?
I think they see it as a violation of trust.
So that would decrease?
Correct.
Okay. How old are your kids at this moment?
14 and 15.
Okay. Well, let's look at it, all right? The goal here, presumably, is, it would seem to me, twofold. One is to keep your children safe, and the other is to know what's going on in their life. And they're not exactly the same thing. There's obviously an overlap, but they're not the same. The question is, go back to your adolescence for a moment. You didn't have a cell phone, presumably.
Right.
And you probably didn't talk with your mom about everything, because, as I said before, at one point, when I had a practice, I had a very heavily adolescent practice. It wasn't exclusively, but when I was in practice, there basically wasn't a whole lot of adolescent psychology going on. So you either did children work or adult work, and I did adult work. And so everybody else hated teenagers, and I didn't mind them at all, so I ended up having a lot of kids in my practice. And if I had a nickel for every mother who came in and said, my kid tells me everything, and a dime for every kid who came in and said, I don't tell my parents anything, I would be very wealthy. So the notion that parents know what's going on in their kid's life, I would say, with or without a cell phone, is going to be much more dependent on your kids trusting you than on the technology. And the problem that you've kind of wandered into, and presumably you wouldn't have called me unless there was a real question in your mind, is that inadvertently you may have made it less possible that your kids will come to you rather than more. And so at this moment, I guess if I were in your shoes, beyond the obvious, you know, beyond the issue, because, you know, it's interesting that you should bring it up, and I don't know if you brought it up. A couple of days ago, we did a story about a school, I think it was in Illinois, who's saying that parents have to give kids, that kids have to give the password to their Facebook account. And there was a huge outcry about it, and I said at the time that I thought it wasn't ever going to, they weren't going to be able to do it. But in fact, if we look at the school as the loco parentis, as the temporary parent, if parents said, I need to have your Facebook account, would there have been as much of a fuss? And I think that you've just put your finger on it. If the whole point is, first of all, is there such a thing as being able to keep our kids safe? Well, there are only two ways of looking at it. Either we keep them safe by keeping away all harm, or we keep them safe by empowering them so they can keep away harm. And I would argue that the first is an illusion. We can't be there for them 24/7. And there was a movie that's actually out on DVD that I was going to encourage you to go and look at. I'm not sure that I would show it to your kids because it will mount their argument for them, where there's a mother, Jennifer Garner, who is, you know, she's such an appealing actress, and she feels the same way that you feel, is that I need to keep an eye on my kid, and the way to do that is to monitor her cell phone at all times. Well, the kid, who's much smarter about cell phones than Jennifer, and I would argue that all of our kids are smarter about cell phones than we are because they've been using them since they were two, just has a separate account. And in this particular movie, because it's a movie, she's running amok. She's, you know, she's, I don't know if she's a prostitute or what, but she's doing all sorts of crazy things. So she has one account that her mother knows about, therefore thinks she's safe, and then this whole other world. And so I would argue, really, not so much based on the movie or Jennifer Garner or even my philosophy, is your own analysis that by checking your kids' phones every night, that you're decreasing the likelihood that they will come to you when they're in trouble. So I guess what I would do at this moment is sit with your kids and say, look, here's the dilemma. I, as a parent, want to protect you. I feel that to protect you, I need to know what's going on. Can we make a deal that you will tell me more about what's going on in your life so I don't have to snoop? And if we can do that, you can't say everything because you don't want to encourage them to lie. And no kid ever tells their parent everything. But, for example, let's just talk about sex, which is presumably what sex, drugs, rock and roll, all right? Mm-hmm. Your kids are not going to come and ask you when it's okay to have sex. They're just not going to, any more than you asked your mom or dad. But what you can do is say to your kids, sex, the problem about sex isn't what we do with our bodies. It's not that we're physically naked. It's that we're emotionally naked. And especially for girls who can get pregnant, there's internet, there's photographs, there's cell phones, that you want to make sure before you do something as kind of personal as taking your clothes off in front of somebody or having sex with somebody, you want to make sure that this is something that really makes some sense to you, not that you're being pressured into it, not that somebody else is doing it, because there's some downsides to it. And you need to make sure that something that basically is meant to be kind of fun is something that, in fact, will be fun. You have to be responsible for it, just like you can't drive a car when you're 8 years old. You just don't have the skill to do it. You don't eat hot fudge sundaes every night for dinner, even though they're kind of yummy, but they're not yummy all the time. That sex is kind of a combination of driving a car and hot fudge sundaes, and you have to be old enough to take the responsibility and sensible enough that it doesn't literally make you sick. So, and they're not going to ask your permission, but if you can help them understand sex, not in that sex is naughty or that lightning will strike you dead, but your own philosophy about it, which may or may not be theirs, but at least you're sharing philosophy with them. Because the bottom line, kiddo, is at 14 and 15, they are only a couple of years away from being able to decamp and do whatever they want. And the more tools they have to understand their own behavior, to take responsibility for their own behavior, to understand consequence, the safer they will be. And my problem, and I think your problem as well when you think about it, is if you're taking the responsibility, if you're saying, I will keep you safe, you don't have to think about your internet responsibilities. And they're probably better. They may have separate phones. They may use a friend's account. I mean, there are all sorts of ways they can get around your scrutiny. What you don't want them to do is to outsmart you. What you want them to do is feel that they can come to you if there's a problem. And as you point out, if what you're doing decreases the chances that they can come to you and feel open and get some help, have you really succeeded in what you're trying to do as a parent?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
That's the path they needed to be put on. Let me ask you one more thing. And I absolutely heard everything you said. And
okay.
It makes sense.
Okay.
A bigger, maybe a separate part of the issue I see is that it frustrates me how these kids use this technology. Like, it scares me for the future generation. I try to say to my daughter, there's certain things you whisper to your girlfriends and you talk in a room about that you don't put in a text message. And it wasn't something inappropriate she had put in a text message, but it was inappropriate stuff that people were putting in text messages, sending to her, you know, describing details of things they did with other people. And I'm just like, that's not, it just, oh, I'm on my soapbox for a minute, but I'm like, that's where I'm trying to teach her, you know, like by seeing that. And again, I understand it's not the best way to build her trust, but I also want to teach her, like, that's not right. You don't, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You could teach that without looking at her phone because it's such a common phenomenon. And it's something that you knew about before you ever looked at her phone. Is, look, understand. And look, if it makes you feel any better, Brian Gumbel can tell you the same thing. He got fired for an email that he sent through interoffice mail. And this was, what, 15 years ago. Let me put you on hold and let's talk a little bit more about this because I think it's a legitimate issue. The question is, how do you get to that point? And how do you get to the point where your daughter's listening to you? Let me put you on hold. Be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about with Sarah, who's asked a really important question, which is, what price do I pay for being vigilant about my kids' cell phones? I'm here. And I said, so, you know, Sarah's, I said, you're asking the question of what price do I pay for being vigilant about monitoring my kids' cell phones? And I'm saying, there's a price. And I think it's something you can talk with your kids about. But I think you bring up a second point, which says, how do I tell my kids about the real risks of technology? And the way that I talk with kids about it is saying, understand, anything that you put on the internet is immortal. It will be there. Someone can access that forever. So, I mean, you don't even have to think about your first job, your first employer going on the internet and seeing you partying with silly clothes on. I mean, that's bad enough. All you have to do is think about the next boyfriend or the next girlfriend, that it makes some sense to make sure that anything you put up, what I used to say is you don't put anything in an email that you don't want on the front page of the New York Times. And there have been all sorts of, you don't even have to look at your kid's cell phone. All you have to do is talk about the head of the president of Sony, who had to apologize to Angelina Jolie for calling her an untalented, spoiled brat. It was in an email, and in theory it's private. And the point is, nothing is private anymore once it's in an email or a text. And cell phones aren't even private. You can ask Prince Charles about getting his cell phone hacked. That nobody, that if the only way for something to be completely private is basically, the joke is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And I would argue that as long as two of them are dead and nobody has any technology, nobody has a cell phone or a computer. So I think that the point about your daughter is not going to be unique, and nor your son, of putting stupid things on an email or in a text. But at least you can give them some sense of how to think about it and how to think about it with respect to their friends. And you can talk about employers. You can talk about the next boyfriend or girlfriend. You can talk about college admissions, because college admissions look at stuff like that.
Right.
And is there anything that's important enough to say that you're willing to put your future at jeopardy? And because the whole point, kiddo, is not to protect your children, because you cannot. It's helping them to think about the world in a way that makes them safer, that empowers them, and helps them to take responsibility. Because they're only going to be under your tutelage for another year or two, at most. And I would argue that to a large extent, they're already out. That they spend a lot less time with you than they do away from you. And therefore, the point is not to monitor them any more than having dinner together and keeping an eye on them. Because you know when your kids are happy, you know when they're unhappy, and the likelihood of finding out why is much higher by saying, gee, you don't look very happy, is something going on today, than looking at their cell phones.
That's good advice. Lots of wisdom.
Okay.
Thank you. It
okay.
gives me the right direction to think about it.
Good. And you know, and playing it for your kids. Because the other thing, the other kind of sneaky thing about this, Sarah, is by you taking less responsibility, you are almost by definition forcing them to take more. And that's the point, that the teenage years are how we shift responsibility from our shoulders as parents to their shoulders as young adults, because we cannot take responsibility for their lives as they get older. And I would argue that we can't even take much responsibility for their lives when they're adolescents. They just spend too much time away from us. They are their own people. And as you could hear from Eileen's call that preceded you, she and her daughter really have never gotten along. And it's not because either of them are bad people. It's just they're different personality structures, and they've really never learned how to accommodate that. But trying to monitor your kids' behavior in any way other than looking into their little beady eyes, seeing how they're eating, seeing how they're sleeping, occasionally meeting their friends, is about the best we can do, because otherwise it's an artificial sense of security that we have, and they're not learning anything. And they're going to learn a lot more from their mistakes than they're going to learn from our wisdom, because they don't view it as wisdom. And they haven't thought it through. They'll either rebel against it or accept it, and neither of which teaches them anything. And that's what, as parents, we have to do, is help them to begin thinking through their behavior. And the only way they're going to do it is if they have some responsibility, and they're going to make mistakes. But the good news is that we're the safety net to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you for putting my mind at ease. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's helpful. It really is. Sometimes,
good.
You know, I just
good.
Need an outside opinion, so thank you.
Well, I'm always here to do exactly that. You're most welcome. You know, I never know when I'm saying to somebody something of, oh, are they going to be furious with me at the end of this phone call or not? But
well,
listen,
it's a different perspective of way to look at it, too, you know, that I wasn't looking at it, so.
Good. Go surprise your kids and say, hey, listen, I may have been making a mistake here. And watch their little eyeballs pop out of their head. That's kind of
yeah.
fun. Right?
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not only that, you'll surprise the daylights out of them. And how much fun is that for parents to
right.
be able to surprise their kids? Right?
Exactly.
Have a fun dinner conversation tonight, Sarah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. The problem about snooping, and it's not only on our kids, it's on our significant other, is anything, once you find something out snooping, you're going to have to admit to it. You can't use it because then the whole argument is going to be, I can't believe you don't trust me, and you're going to be off on a tangent that has nothing to do with whatever the issue is. And most of us, look, the reason that compels us or encourages us to snoop is enough to say to somebody, look, it doesn't feel to me that we're as close as we were. You don't have to look in somebody's email or check their text or check their phone bill. As I used to say that AT&T has wiped out adultery as we know it because everybody can check everybody's phone bill. Right? And I'm convinced that's why they have all these family plans. You can know everybody who called everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Three or four different lines on one plan.
And one bill. Yeah, check. Yeah. And hi, I'm Sarah's mom. How old are you? Right?
Yeah.
There we go. Who knew that AT&T was going to be the purveyor of modern morality? All right, 855-99-3756. How long do I have here?
You've got a little over a minute.
Well, a minute isn't long enough to do what I was going to do, so I think I'll wait till the beginning of next hour. We have another hour together if you'd like to chat with me about. Today is National Have Fun at Work Day, is that right?
Yep, and I think we're both having fun at work today.
We almost always have fun at work. Every once in a while, we kind of grit our teeth, but then we kind of cheer each other up.
Yeah.
All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy. I have a couple of things I want to bring to your attention, and your phone calls are always, as you know, the priority. So 855-99-3756. And understand, as I've said before, I know a huge number of you download the podcast, and there's always that sense someone will call and say, well, I know you were talking about this 3 weeks ago. That's all right. I mean, the nice thing is that, as the gentleman says, we talk about what's important in your life whenever it comes up. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.